Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show, and I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Very good, John.
I didn't get Lotto in there. I was like, I don't know what's going on with me
today.
It might
be a subliminal thing there, John.
Maybe I won. Yeah. just before we go forward, a little touch base on Project Independence. It is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead, and under the leadership of Supervisor Judy Bosworth and Commissioner Kimberly Galante, Project Independence provides programs and services designed to assist and support the older residents of the town. To help you stay at home, we provide services which include transportation for shopping, medical visits, minor home repairs, nursing and social work services, fitness classes, community education, basically a general array of stuff that would keep a person occupied while living at home and feeling secure. If you have desire for information on any of the programs you think you may need, call 311 or 869-6311. Ask for somebody from Project Independence. They'll more than likely send you over to Christina, star of the Christina Liu Show and producer of Project Independence. And you, I can go on and on for about Christina.
Oh, please, Diana.
But now, you know how we start the Christina Liu Show.
We
have to ask Otto this question. Now, he's been here before, so I do hope he knows the answer. What does the number 112 mean to you?
112?
Mm-hmm.
This is the 112th show?
Well, the closest answer from everybody. It's the 100.
Christina Liu does 112 thing.
No. No, okay, now we have Christina. We're getting close. The 112th day since Christina's birthday.
Oh,
that was a big event.
We're on the countdown for the next
one.
John
exactly.
John always has the weekly countdown.
Which is 253 days till the next one.
Oh,
there
right.
we go. See?
That's a good point.
That's the highlight of my week.
That's a good point. The most important thing of the show, guys, right there.
Christina, what's going on around town?
Well, I mean, it's jam-packed. You know, everyone thinks that summer is downtime, but not at the Department of Services for the Aging and Community Service. You know, we've just been, a lot has been going on, but all good things. And I just want to say that this Monday is the annual Fun Day Monday Senior Health Fair at the beach, at the Hempstead Harbor Beach. And it's free parking for seniors. There's going to be tons and tons of different agencies there, you know, all services for seniors. There'll be screenings you can get there. I mean, there's a lot going on and a lot of great information you can get. And it's free and it's at the beach. So, you know, why not?
Fun Day Monday is always a good day. And when you have information being shared, it's an ideal opportunity just to walk around. And it's nobody's pressuring anybody. You just go up to a table, take some information, and walk away.
Yeah, it's really and it's a big huge event there. There'll be exercise classes there, and it's just it's, you know, why not?
It's supposed to be a little warm next Monday, and there's always a nice breeze down there.
There you go.
That's true. It is always nice.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, just tying into that, a press release came out earlier this week that Hempstead, I believe it's called the Hempstead Harbor Trail. I just want to get it correct. That's at the beach, and it's a new trail that had opened this year that they're going to be having free parking for that.
Which I actually have walked.
There you go.
Oh, really?
So
already?
Otto has
yeah.
walked. And Otto, can you tell us a little bit about how beautiful it was?
It's really beautiful. It has a lot of nice views of the, I guess that would be like the bay over there.
Manhattan right.
Yeah. And it's nice, very well maintained, very enjoyable.
I'm going to ask you a question. Where do you get it? Jill was on a week or two ago, mm-hmm. and I was just confused.
Where do you get to it?
How do I get to
you
it
know
to
when
start
you go
it?
Go into the entrance to the
beach.
Monday, Monday?
Yeah.
Well, you go to the right, and there's a big maintenance building over on
the I know
right.
it. Okay.
And all the way over in that corner is where the entrance is.
Fine. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's
and
great.
And it goes along the road, and it goes down along the
yeah,
water.
Yeah, I have to do it. I wanted okay. all yeah. But I thought it was nice, you know, I mean, for Fun Day Monday, seniors aren't charged for parking, but, you know, on a normal day, there's different prices for parking at the beach. But what I think is great now they're doing, if you just want to walk the trail, you let them know, listen, I just want to walk the trail, and you're not charged for parking.
Oh, the trail is, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I thought
but
that
also,
was great.
Otto told us about the deal, right, the seasonal.
Well, as a senior, you can pay $25, and that gives you parking for the year. So no matter how many times you go there. We do go there upon occasion with a few chairs.
Right.
Not on a Fun Day Monday, maybe on a Fundy Tuesday.
Yes, right. Otto keeps every day fun.
You know, bring a book. I take a walk.
No, and it's very nice there because, you know, you're able to have a little bit, you know, there's a big, long little boardwalk you can do, and it doesn't take that long to walk to the beach. You know, other beaches, it takes a while to schlep, you know.
Oh, yeah, now once you park, you're at the beach.
Well, I think I mentioned this once before. I do have a family reunion there every year.
Yes, me and John may be crashing this year.
I'm not giving the date out. So you'll have to go there every Saturday.
That's right.
Oh, at least we know it's a Saturday now.
Yeah.
No, but I think that's a wonderful, you know, we actually talk about that a lot because there is just so many opportunities there, and it's beautiful to, you know, have a family picnic or a reunion there is really nice.
Now, what do you do, Otto? You call up and get a permit.
You get a permit. It actually, the pavilion, we use the Jankowski Pavilion, but there are...
All the way down the end, right?
Right.
Okay.
Which has an overhead, like a pavilion.
Right.
But there are other areas you can get. That one particular one is $100.
Oh, you specify the area you want.
Yes,
okay.
I did. And frankly, it's a good idea to do that as early as you can to make sure you get the space.
Right.
So I do it. I think I did it back in like January.
Okay.
To get that pavilion. And it's a good location.
It's a great location.
We have a good time. You know, there's lots of things that are there. We play volleyball and we bring some things along. Depending on the ages of the kids, you can have swimming. There's a big playground.
Can you barbecue or no?
Yes.
Okay, you can. Okay.
Definitely you can. There's, you know, great picnic tables. There's basketball, handball, baseball field.
Right.
You can do whatever you feel like at that point.
Wow, that's cool.
That's right, so everyone check out the beach.
It's a very, to me, a very underutilized area, and I don't understand it because it really offers a lot. You know, it's right along the water.
Yeah, I know exactly. And there's restrooms, plenty of restrooms.
Plenty
I mean, you've got
restrooms.
Everything there.
Right. And
I mean,
believe
in
me,
a close
as
distance,
a senior,
so
I need
it's always important.
I need my restrooms.
Listen, restrooms are important at any age.
I have them well plotted out.
But everyone, check out the beach. And, you know, why not go on a fun day Monday, you know, and see what's going on there. In addition to everything, you know, we've mentioned this a couple times in the show, and we're really into planning this whole event on September 30th, which is a Wednesday, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be having a third regional Aging in Place conference. This year's theme is Living Better Today and Planning for Tomorrow, which is, it just ties into because PI is celebrating its 10-year anniversary when we started, and it's just crazy the transformation it's made, and it's just, you know, it's just a celebration, all the accomplishments we had and where we're going to go in the future. There'll be exhibitors. I mean, the previous conferences, we've had over 100 exhibitors.
Right.
So we plan to have that again. So that'll be going on. There'll be speakers, you know, from all different areas of government and different agencies that pertain to seniors, and we'll have breakout sessions, which will be exciting. You know, there'll be a circle of support, which we've been talking about, so we'll finally launch that. Everyone could really get into that and get their template, you know, going, which is definitely, you know, I know Otto's a big proponent of our circle of support, and it's definitely something that I think is a tool that everyone could use, you know, and it's always ongoing. You're always updating it, and it's just something that's really amazing to do.
It is, and, you know, I am fortunate in that I have a number of adult children that live around us, but there's a lot of things that they may not know. And don't keep it a secret.
Right.
You know, talk to people, your family or friends, about what it is that you think is going to have to be done in certain, maybe it's religious, maybe it's medical, whatever it may be. Don't keep it a secret because all of a sudden you can't tell people and nobody knows.
Yeah, and you know what I think is great too about the circle of support is that it serves like a multi-purpose, as Otto was saying, for, you know, your adult children, letting other people know, but even for yourself, just having everything in one place, and you need to say, okay, I need to call. So, you know, you just can pull out that book, and then you know who to call, who you decide you want to call for this, or what, you know, or who you want to update to do something. So it's...
Well, and, you know, the other part of it is I happen to be fortunate, I said, that I do have children around us, but there are people who are not as fortunate, whose children may live all
absolutely
over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Or, frankly, maybe they didn't have children. and they're home, and they're kind of a little bit feeling isolated. And I think the circle of support is a great way for people. They use the term adult orphan sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
You know, to be able to organize what they think might be of help to them. You know, what support system do I have? And I think Project Independence can help them and guide them.
Well, that's what is like the beauty of this, because, you know, there's our, one of our social workers in particular, Edith August, and Nancy Mizrahi, who works with the Department of Services for the Aging, have been really trying to collaborate on this, you know, with the help of all the other staff members. But it's really great because you can call 311 and literally the social worker will sit down with you.
Right,
and just sometimes you just need someone, another person to walk it through. And then you're able to see where you might have a gap and you need to find something to be in there, you know, whether it's religious, whether it's whatever it may be. And it's just once it's in a book, it's just easier to kind of wrap your head around.
I tell everybody about the social worker. Not that you're going to get her at a moment's notice, but they will come and sit down
absolutely.
And talk. That I had a situation several years back when a man died, okay? And when the wife was going through the papers, found out he had two plots. She had no idea where he wanted to be buried. They never had the conversation, but he bought two plots. One was by one set of, it's like, guess what? At one point in time, you just got to go with your gut. And, you know, but it was angst at that point in time, like, am I doing the right thing? Where am I going to put them?
It's putting you in a place where you're actually able to plan for something. And not once the emergency happens, you know, it's very hard to pull everything together and think about it. So
there's two things that come into the equation, in my opinion. One is somebody says, yes, I know I have to do this. So they procrastinate and they don't do it. You have to kind of make it, even though it's not a fun topic, it has to become a doable priority. And then the second one is just plain old denial, where you don't think that I really should address this.
Either,
I'd rather avoid it and make believe that this is never going to be. I encourage people to try to get around that, because all you do is make it miserable for everybody else, and frankly, maybe even yourself.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's, you know, hopefully that might get to some people that it's for yourself also, because it's you having this information just makes it a lot easier for when the time comes that you know who to turn to or what to do, you know, God forbid an emergency.
Right,
or
and they happen. We all know. We've all heard the stories. But right now, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Christina Liu Show on Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.